stolen treasure. Things the British have that others want returned. Stolen goods should be returned to their rightful owners, shouldn't they? Of course. But when it comes to museums, different rules seem to apply. The London-based British Museum is a fine example. Over the years, it's acquired thousands of artefacts, some of which are the object of fierce debate over their ownership. One such item is the Rosetta Stone. This black slab of granite-like rock forms part of an ancient Egyptian decree that was issued in 196 BC on behalf of King Ptolemy V at Memphis in Egypt. The fascinating thing is that there are three scripts on the stone. The upper text is in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, the middle portion has Demotic script, and the lowest part is in ancient Greek. This has helped archaeologists work out the meaning of Egyptian hieroglyphics. The stone has had an interesting history. It was originally displayed in a temple, but was later used as building material for the construction of a fort near the town of Rashid, Rosetta, in the Nile Delta. In 1799, it was rediscovered by a soldier of Napoleon's French expedition. But in 1801, the British took possession of it after defeating the French in battle. In 1802, it was transported to London and placed in the British Museum, where it's been ever since. It's the most visited object in the museum, although Egypt is keen for its return. Another controversial artefact is the Koh-i-Noor diamond. It was originally mined in India, but has passed through several hands. The British took it as part of the Treaty of Lahore, which saw Britain take control of Punjab, an area in the north of India. This treaty, of the 9th of March 1846, marked the end of the First Anglo-Sikh War. The diamond was presented to Queen Victoria in 1850. And shown in the Great Exhibition of 1851. It's currently a popular attraction in the Tower of London. During a visit to India, David Cameron, the Prime Minister of the UK, was asked if the British government would ever return the stone. His response? "It's very hard to see a convincing argument for the diamond to go back to India. If you say yes to one thing, you suddenly find the British Museum would be empty. I think I'm afraid to say it's going to have to stay put." Other famous stolen artefacts include the Elgin marbles. These refer to friezes and sculptures that were removed from the Parthenon about 200 years ago and taken to London by the Earl of Elgin. During his time as British ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, the Earl obtained a permit from the authorities to remove pieces from the Acropolis. In 1816, he sold the stones to the British Museum, where they are now displayed. What do you think? Should these things be returned to their countries of origin?